Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at school. No, 7 till the hour. Jim Blasingame. You got to be able to tell time if you're going to do a radio show. I tell folks, I promise you that. I'm still working on that after all these years. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to have our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam's one of the smartest guys I know. Sam is with a senior partner with Tatum LLC. We've been talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And Sam, the report wasn't great this month. We had a lot of down arrows and only one up arrow and some slightly sideways, couple of slightly sideways arrows. As you know, Europe is, I don't think Europe hasn't even come close to resolving its issues. No. It hasn't bottomed out. I mean, and now over the weekend, Sam, as you know, the French elected a socialist president. I think Merkel's coalition was weakened in Germany, and I don't know what else happened over there, but the folks in Europe seem to be, and I'm talking about the regular folks, they seem to be denying how much hot water they're in, how much trouble they're in. What do you think?
Well, yes, and take a look at the Greeks. Let's put this into perspective. First of all, Europe's a long ways away from us, so we can say, well, it's kind of, you know, they've got their own difficulties, and it's about the euro stuff. Yeah. How does that really affect us? And Greece, which is a total mess, the total economy of Greece is about the same as Delaware. Now, Delaware is a mighty fine state, but it's not the biggest economy.
Right.
So to put it in perspective, Greece, which, by the way, semi-elected a guy who is a socialist also, mm-hmm. and he wants to stop all their austerity stuff,
right,
and actually give everybody a raise and give more benefits and everything.
And lower the retirement age again back to where it was.
To 60. So and that's the French guy. And so what's right. happening is when you impose austerity on a group of people who cannot relate to the fact that of their government's debt. And who say, wait a minute, you're taking away the punch bowl here, mm-hmm. they will rebel because they can't relate to having individual responsibility for the debt. And one of the reasons why this is important to us is because we are seeing a reflection of where we may be heading ourselves.
We're watching our own movie 3 to 5 years from now, aren't we?
We are. And let's watch this with some interest because even if you ask people today, how concerned are you about the federal debt and the state debts and the municipal debts? Well, that's not my debt. That's you know, somebody else. You can't
right.
relate to
right.
it. So don't impose what the politicians have done on me, and that's showing up in Europe. Another reaction is in France and in Greece, where they're electing socialist leaders, it's a reaction to capitalism, which they think, aha, this
right.
is a result of capitalism, it's
right.
not working, therefore let's go the other direction. But that is not the solution. But they have a dilemma.
Well,
and that dilemma is that if there's so much in debt that they need to be more austere in order to attract the loans that are coming primarily from Germany, but if they are austere, the people rebel, and easily resolved.
After what happened this weekend, I don't think Europe's going to be able to solve its problems without some really ugly stuff going on, I'm afraid. And, Sam, here's the thing. Here's where America's different. This is what Americans need to understand. America is different in that we have the ability to apply some appropriate reform measures to help with our financial issues and grow out of our problem. Europe doesn't have that ability. America
yeah.
does. Sam, I'm convinced we could turn our world around in 3 to 5 years and go the other way in 3 to 5 years, not be like Europe in 3 to 5 years. They can't do that.
Jim, I agree with you. We can. We have the ability. We may not have the political will to do that.
2012 will be the we'll know at the end of this year, Sam, if America does. 2012 is a breakpoint year.
I agree with that. But it takes political will, and it takes people feeling strongly enough that we're going in a direction that is not sustainable.
Right.
And in fact, here's just a little teeny bit of philosophy.
Quickly.
If you're on an unsustainable trend,
yeah.
By definition, that trend will end.
Yeah. One way
and
or the
it'll
other.
End either smoothly or with some problems.
Well, don't forget the law of holes, Sam. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Great to be with you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, TatumLLC.com. He'll be back another day. In fact, next month. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.